In 2020, a body was found inside a vacant property here on Argyle Avenue in West Baltimore. And city police tell me that they don't track every body found, but they do when it results in homicide investigations. And dating back 5+ years, we've had 22 homicides in or on vacant properties. On property or near, the city has long pointed to the sheer presence of vacant buildings as a cause for crime.
If you look at the map of where the murders are, the most violent crime is in the areas with most vacants.
Last summer, they had guys going around setting them on purpose.
In 2019, investigators determined dozens of fires were intentionally set inside Baltimore vacant buildings. Police arrested 2 men. Court records show 1 was convicted. But fires in vacant buildings remain an issue, especially in West Baltimore.
Would we love for the city to knock down every vacant house in the city so this never happens again? Absolutely. Until then, we will continue to do our job to protect the citizens of Baltimore.
Back live now to the firefighter union president's point. Baltimore is certainly not the only city in this country to deal with the vacant building issue. Detroit, for instance, has its own demolition department, and in the last 7 years, they've demolished about 20,000 vacant buildings. To put that in perspective, Baltimore City only has a target of about 500 annually. For now, reporting live in Southwest Baltimore, I'm Paul Gessler for CBS News Baltimore.